Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, this September, the House will be going back into session, and there are quite a few pieces of legislation that have yet to be dealt with. What's going to be on the plate when you return to Harrisburg?
Well, there are a number of issues that the legislature is going to be looking at when we return to session here in a week, including bills dealing with tackling the opioid crisis. Our policy committees have been holding meetings and hearings throughout the summer, gathering information, and a number of pieces of legislation have been drafted, all with the focus of tackling that epidemic. In addition, I'm the chairman of the Agriculture Committee, and we have a number of proposals that we're going to continue working on, such as milk transparency and milk pricing, and also some horse race related bills and other pieces of legislation, all with a focus on helping Pennsylvania farmers. So it's certainly a busy agenda for the fall.
Also, I understand you have a couple of events coming up in your area for senior citizens. What are some of the details?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting two additional senior citizen expos. The first is going to be held on Friday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kane Community Center. Then after that, the next will be held on Friday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rowlett Fire Hall. These are events that grow every year. They're an excellent opportunity for seniors and their families to come out and gather information about programs and services that are available from not just local organizations, but state and federal organizations as well. I certainly would encourage seniors and their families to come out to this event. There's a free lunch that's served that's sponsored by local businesses. And anyone that needs information can contact one of my district offices.
I also understand that on the local front, there is a new visitor center opening for an important tourist attraction up your way. What's going on here?
Well, next week we're going to have a dedication ceremony for the new Kinzu Bridge Visitor Center. I'm really looking forward to this event. It's an opportunity to highlight the new center that offers exhibits and information about the history of our area, as well as the bridge. It includes 2,800 square feet of space and two exhibit halls, a lobby, plus park offices and a classroom space. So everyone's certainly invited to join in this dedication ceremony that's going to be held at 1 p.m. on Thursday, September 15th.
Also, I know you have a lot of veterans in your district, and I understand that there is information and assistance available to them through your offices. What's some of the details on this?
Well, it's very important to provide assistance and services to veterans, and I regularly have veteran service officers that come to my district offices. And next week, Melissa Davis from the Veterans of Foreign Wars will be available at my Bradford office on Monday, September 12th from 1 to 3 p.m. Certainly, I'd welcome any veterans to stop by if they're in need of assistance with issues such as compensation, education, pension, health care, and death benefits. No appointments are necessary, and you do not need to be a member of the VFW to receive services. So it's very valuable assistance for veterans.
Also, as we get into the fall here, I know that a lot of people are used to getting legislative updates, and I understand that if they want to keep getting them through the fall, there's a sign-up process that they need to go through. What's going on here?
Well, every week my office sends out a legislative update by email, and House rules prevent us from distributing district-wide legislative emails immediately prior to an election. But to ensure that you'll continue to receive updates from my office without interruption, you can sign up or opt in, as they call it, by going to my website at repcauser.com and inserting your email address, and you'll continue to receive updates from my office.
And we're looking at the anniversary of the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. I know you have a few thoughts on this subject and also some information about some of the memorial services that will be ongoing.
Well, this Sunday will mark the 15th anniversary of one of the worst days in our nation's history. On September 11, 2001, nearly 3,000 men and women were killed in devastating terrorist attacks in New York, Virginia, and here in Pennsylvania. The loved ones lost will be honored and remembered in observances across the country, including here in our region with a number of ceremonies, and at Pennsylvania's Flight 93 Memorial. I know they have a special ceremony that's going on there. They're offering a free distance learning event to students and teachers called Action to Honor. During the program, rangers from the National Park Service will explain how the memorial honors the Flight 93 passengers and crew. They'll share their story and explore the symbolism that can be found through the site today. There's more information available at www.nps.gov.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.